Nishanas, stay right there. Drop your sword. Now. Comply this instant, or my arrow will find its way through that thick skull of yours and drop you where you stand. Now, stay very still, human. I'm coming out. Look what we have here. You are so far from your fellow soldiers, human. What brings you this far out into elven lands? I do not want to hear any sort of excuses from you. I saw you shedding your armor all the way back there. A helmet with a crest. The chest plate with an eagle. The armor of the Empire. You are an Imperial soldier. I should just lose this arrow into your throat right now and save myself the trouble of taking in prisoners. Spare your comrades. You mean those other soldiers a mile further, riddled with holes born of elven arrows. Ah, a different group then. The ones at your camp. Well, you need not worry about them. If they have the ability to run as fast as you did, they might just make their escape out of our forests. But the last I heard from my fellow elven soldiers, they were lying in wait around your camp. They were the ones who told me to trail you after you left. Who knows what is happening to your group at this very moment? You plead for us not to kill them. But I think that it will already be too late by the time we get back. Besides, why would I ever ask my troops to spare your comrades? How is it you think we can afford to give mercy in such a battle as this? In a war that your human empire brought onto elven folk without question, without cause? Asadel was a peaceful realm. We lived in harmony, in tune with the world around us for centuries. I should know. I have lived those hundreds of years myself. I knew that long peace. Of course, during that peace, there were many that would try to break it. The dwarves, the trolls, even the filthy orc beasts. But it is only now that I have seen such violence, such madness, and it has been from humans. Troops of the Empire march up and down our forests, claiming our lands. Your king denounces our kind and culture, calls for total conquest, total assimilation, calling our forests and lands rightful property of the Empire. Luthblendos! Sometimes I think humankind isn't so different from those orc creatures. Not after the brutality I've seen inflicted on our realm. Captured elven soldiers escaping with their thumbs and forefingers missing. Entire elven villages burnt down, their peoples barely escaping capture. Human soldiers desecrating parts of the forest I have known for centuries. I believe that now, after a few months of fighting, you and your imperial army have discovered the elven realm will not stand down in the face of humanity's threats. While your army may be big, your minds are small. All you can do is walk, walk, walk. All day, every day. And always along the forest pathways. Never in the forest themselves. Very convenient for us elves. And we know exactly why you do it. The Imperial troops fear the forest. You fear us and our arrows. All your army can do is flounder around, while elven archers hunt down you humans all throughout Azadel. Like a pack of wolves hunting a herd of deer, patiently hiding among the foliage, waiting to strike. And when we finally do, it is a beautiful thing, seeing an entire group of you react to such an ambush. Many of you run. Some of you stay and fight. Quite brave, but foolish. We elves are known for our precise accuracy with the bow, while your archers just clumsily launch volleys of arrows toward where you think we are hiding, while the rest of you fumble around with swords and spears. I've always wondered, what does it feel like for you humans to be prey? The feeling of being watched, but blind to your watchers. To know that an elven archer has their sights on you, yet to have no clue where they're hiding. Is your silence out of defiance or fear? It is hard to tell with you facing the ground like that. Look up at me, human. There you go. Let me take a look at you. Ah, it seems that fear is what keeps your mouth shut. How lucky that fear may also be used to open it. Tell me then, what does it feel like to be hunted by us? It is a simple question. Now answer. Humiliating. Of course it is. Good. A dose of humility will keep you humble. Maybe I will let you go. Allow you to run all the way back to your imperial army. Even then, it wouldn't do you any good. You would just run into another group of elves somewhere along the way, and you perish all the same. Just like all the others who tried to survive in this forest and died in the process. Such an interesting thing, death. Us elves have always been raised to believe that death is but a natural part of life, nothing worthy of much contemplation. And for many of my centuries, I hardly gave a thought to it. Yes, we have fought many times with those ugly, filthy orcs and their barbarian ways. But something of this scale, this conflict, what I've seen. Nothing orcs or trolls have thrown at us has ever compared to your imperial army. Nothing like this. In a way, you humans have brought the idea of death back into elven consciousness, with your rampant destruction and your ruthless ways. You're probably used to it by now. A constant conflict. Especially among your own people. I can imagine it is a frustrating thing. To have to deal with the violence and brutality of your fellow men. Well, no, actually. I don't have to imagine it. I deal with human violence every day now. And your soldiers just seem to keep coming. What bewilders me is the futility of all this. Why do your king and his army persist? Why do you still keep throwing so many soldiers into our forest for so little gain? Didn't we agree that your commanders are reckless? With the number of soldiers that have already fallen, we thought you would have given up by now. Tell me this, human. Why do you partake in it? All this madness, all this death. Money? Fame? Adventure? Hopefully it is not for adventure. Then I would stop calling you vile and start calling you stupid. Conscripted or not, and even if you did wish to defect, that doesn't excuse whatever you may have done in the Empire's name. But throughout my many years in this world, I've learned to recognize the truth from a lie when I see it. Your eyes, they do seem to speak the truth. So tell me this. How long have you been fighting in Azadel? From what it seems, you are well acquainted with the environment. It seems as though you've been down here for quite some time. I can tell by your shoulder and leg plates. They seem worn down. And those indents look to be ones caused by arrows. You are fortunate, it seems. Because elven archers always go for the kill. We are trained to aim for the neck or underneath the arm, where your armor is weakest. No, not a threat. A fact. And since I have shared one with you, you may give me one in return. Why do you choose to abandon the Imperial Army now, after fighting for them for so long. Years of battle can indeed reveal the pointless nature of war. I think I understand. What else then, human? I see. A very curious goal, if true. Though I can only read your heart, not your mind. And how am I to believe in your convictions when you've served as a loyal pawn to the kingdom for so many years that an imperial soldier would be so willing to... Pixasic! Oh no, not another imperial patrol. Get behind the trees. Too close. Contrast fellow. Those humans have brains made out of hollow stones. Dwarves on their seventh cup of beer more spatially aware. You, however, surprise me. You didn't make a sound, even as they marched past. I may have misjudged you, human. If you really do mean what you say, that you have decided to fight for our cause, we might be willing to accept. What do you offer, then? You may be skilled with the blade, but that alone is simply not good enough, human. Would you really want to fight one-on-one against your own soldiers who thrive in mass formations? You will go down in history as the one who went up against 40 men and promptly died a brave but very foolish death. You do not want to be remembered for that, the tale of a stupid swordsman. Now that sounds like one story humans would tell your children for generations to come. How about this? Why don't we make a deal with one another? One that has a mutual benefit. In exchange for sparing your life, and allowing you the privilege of helping us elves. I want you to be able to hit an apple at 25 yards after a period of 3 days. If you're going to be helping us, you need to improve that aim. I do not trust you enough to give you a weapon. Not yet. But I will lead you to our campsite. It would be in your best interest not to try and run from me, if you choose to do so. Let's just say that I will not show you the same kindness again. For now, these bindings will work well enough to keep you in place. Elven rope is some of the finest in the world. Renowned for its strength and durability. It is also imbued with magic. The rope will tighten if you try to flee, and only I can command it to stop. Keep that in mind, human. Now, give me your hands. There you go. Nice and tight. Now that you are secure, you can... What is it you humans call it again? March. March forward, human. Here we go now. Away from the main dirt roads. If I was to guess, already further than the majority of the Imperial soldiers. You really are deep in elven territory now. Earlier, when you were fleeing your encampment, I noticed something. You had this look of fear in your eyes. I've seen what the Imperial Army does to soldiers who disobey orders, flee out of cowardice. I've watched from the trees as the disobedient are tied to posts and shot with arrows, left to bleed out on the forest floor. Your friends would have killed you themselves if they caught you trying to leave this madness. Such is the way of tyrants. Their cruelty filters outward. I do not blame you for wanting to leave when you saw the chance. It is heartening to know there might still be a sane few among humankind. We could use a lot more like you. Humans who are willing to fight for what is just, instead of blindly following the orders of their depraved king. You have piqued my interest, human. Tell me, what is your name? I do not believe I've heard that name before. Is it rare among your kind? I've seldom met many humans before this war, much less one bearing your name. My name, it is also rather rare in Elvish culture. It is Kithriel. Now, keep up. We have a long journey ahead of us.